Big Dales of the World on WGN. Yeah, we're moving. We're moving to where you can see whales in Chicago. I had an argument last night with someone, actually. We were out on the Odyssey, as I said, and I said, look out there, you can see whales. And the guy next to me said, Lake Michigan? You can't see any whales in Lake Michigan. I said, if you look past the lake to that building right over there, it's called the Shedd Aquarium, the John G. Shedd Aquarium in Chicago, where I believe, Johnny Ford, you can see whales, correct?
Whales and so much more, Steve.
And so much more. Johnny Ford is the Assistant Public Relations Director at the Shedd Aquarium. You're back up and open, correct? I think that's correct.
We are indeed happy to be welcoming people back to the aquatic world.
But you don't need fins or web feet or anything like that to go visit the Shedd Aquarium. That is not required. An interest in what you have is required, and we'll talk about that. You're one of the most well-known aquariums, actually, in the world, and for good reason. The aquarium is more than just about presenting, okay, here's random fish. It's all done very thoughtfully, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. We want to transport people beneath the water's surface, not just to see how cool aquatic animals can be, but to really learn and understand them, and also understand their plight in the wild so that you can figure out a way to join us and make a difference for our planet.
And that's probably what you just said is the most important thing, you know, and aquariums and zoos, are moving in that direction, at least those that are responsible are. So let me back up. If you want to go to the Shedd Aquarium right now, you just can't walk in the door. How do you do this?
Yes. So we're asking everyone who wants to make a visit to the aquarium to go to our website, and you can secure your tickets via our website ahead of time, and we do have time ticketing. So when you purchase your ticket, you'll get a time of entry, and then you can come in, help, you know, save on any lines that you might otherwise see without those time tickets. And then we are now asking, based on the city's latest guidance, to bring your mask with you and wear your mask when you're indoors at the aquarium.
Do you sell masks with fish on them?
We actually do. Not just fish either. We've got masks with penguins and sea otters. So if you're running low or you feel like you want a mask with some aquatic flair, you can definitely stop by our gift shop and buy one.
Well, that's a good thing. So the reservation, let's say it's 2 o'clock on Thursday. Do you throw people out at a certain time, like 2 to 4, and you're gone? Or is it, okay, I'm in at 2 o'clock and I can take my time. I could see maybe the dolphin show there. I can take my time looking at the sharks because I really like those, or whatever it might be.
Yeah, our time ticket experiences are 2 hours. So there's plenty of time to walk around, see all of the exhibits, catch an oceanarium experience like you mentioned. We have so many of them happening throughout the day, as well as other pop-up moments with animals and caretakers. So definitely plenty of time to make your way around the aquarium in those 2 hours.
And I presume this suits several purposes. First of all, you can control how many people, visitors, are in the aquarium at one time, and therefore make social distancing inside more possible. But also, as you kind of alluded to previously, you guys get so busy that there are lines outside the door often. Now that doesn't happen, at least not to the extent that it, you know, because they're expecting you and you're there at a certain time and you come in at that time. So it avoids some of that, which saves you time as a visitor. But in addition to that, again, some social distancing can occur if there aren't lines to prevent that from happening.
Absolutely. I think what's been really valuable out of this entire experience is we've been listening to our guests the entire time and shifting our approach based on what makes sense for them, what makes sense for us, to make sure that we can create an experience that still feels safe while keeping that fun, exciting, wondrous energy that you're used to experiencing when you come to the aquarium. So we are really happy with the experience that we've created to really be guest-focused in that entire experience.
Now, Johnny, have you laid an egg lately? Or no, I don't mean it. Let me re-ask that question. Have the Penguins laid an egg lately?
Yes, we just welcomed new penguin chicks in our penguin colony, which has been really exciting. So you can head down. They should be introduced to the colony very soon. They've been growing up behind the scenes, as they typically do together after they hatch. They wean from their parents pretty early, and then they hang out kind of as a young juvenile cluster together. And as soon as they have been introduced to water and they get their water feathers, then they will be headed out to meet the rest of the colony. And that's when guests can see them, too.
Isn't it crazy, though, how some people, I've known people who have done this, actually. They've come to the aquarium only to see the penguins. They may see other stuff since they're in the building anyway, but they're penguin fanatics. Have you met those people?
There are penguin fans all across the world these days, thanks to the field trips that the aquarium shared out during shutdown. So we've typically taken the birds out as part of their welfare plan to explore the aquarium, see different exhibits, add variety to their day. And when we closed down, we decided to share some of those videos just to, you know, spread some joy and positivity and let people connect with the animals while they were at home. And we saw a global response to those videos. We had millions of viewers, folks, you know, chiming in from all seven continents, just thanking us for giving them a window into the penguins' world while we were closed. And now we've got celebrity penguins like Wellington who get fan mail and art from across the globe. So there are absolutely people who make a trip to Shedd Aquarium just to see the penguins.
And what you're referring to are the videos that during the pandemic you released, and on YouTube, I mean, literally millions of viewers. For example, when the Friends exhibit was in Chicago, when the exhibit wasn't open to humans, penguins visited all the Friends in the exhibit. And what I'm disappointed about is when the reunion show that happened just happened, there were no penguins. I was so surprised because I'm thinking of the TV show Friends, and now I think penguins. You brought them out and about for field trips, and you said that's part of their welfare. Well, that can be enriching to penguins. So can you explain some of the field trips the penguins went on, but also how this is actually a part of their welfare plan?
Absolutely. So like I said earlier, the penguins go out and about almost every day at the aquarium as part of that welfare plan. What that does is, to the word that you used, it enriches their day. And enrichment can look like a lot of different things, but enrichment is anything that provides welfare for the animals. This could be as simple as changing the temperature in their habitat to elicit a natural response, or adding something to their environment that they can investigate. These field trips for the penguins, you know, they're big, physically stimulating. They walk around, they get exercise. Also mentally stimulating because they're seeing new sights and smells and sounds that make each day different from the last. So that's our goal. Just like in the wild, no penguin is going to have the same day twice. And so we like to make every day different at the aquarium. And so when the field trip started taking off and getting really popular, we thought, you know, beyond spreading joy and respite to people online, how could we further help, you know, encourage people to get out and about when it was safe and participate in the recovery of the city at large. And so we started working with our partners in the cultural sphere, you know, taking the penguins over to the neighbors and seeing the Field Museum and Sue the T-Rex or Soldier Field. And to your point, the Friends exhibit, all of that, you know, expanding of those field trips was done to shine some light on our partners who could use the same limelight that we were lucky to have, and really encourage people, like I said, to get out, patronize our cultural organizations, you know, do so safely, and really jumpstart tourism and the economy here in Chicago and our recovery.
I only have about a minute here, but I wonder if, so the fish and other animals at the aquarium, including the marine mammals and the penguins, didn't see visitors for the longest time. Now, they saw the people that work there, but even then, a limited number. Do you think they missed us?
It's hard to say if they missed us, but I think it's pretty fair to say that several of the animals at the aquarium definitely noticed that guests weren't around. You know, the window in to see the animals' world is so enriching for the guests. You know, millions of people come to the aquarium every year because of it. But that window into the guests' world is almost just as enriching for some of the animals. And so when there weren't guests around for the animals to look at, our animal caretakers had to get creative in the ways that we made sure that their days were still enriching and different. And so we switched up, you know, how much time we were spending with the animals, how many feeding sessions and enrichment sessions, and how many toys were out in the exhibit. All of that was shifted to make up for the fact that there weren't guests around. So we still wanted to have that variety. We still wanted to engage their senses, even when our doors were closed to the public. So, like I said, hard to say if they missed us. I don't know if I can get into their minds like that. But I can say that we definitely changed our operations to make sure that they didn't notice too much of a difference in their day.
Well, I got an email from that tuna who said, missed everybody. What is the email for the Shedd Aquarium?
So you can check out our website and contact us at Shedd Aquarium if you need to reach out and you're having any issues setting up your tickets. But it's a pretty seamless process there, so you can get all the need-to-know information on when to visit, what's new, and how to secure your tickets.
What I meant is the URL. Is that Shedd Aquarium? Shedd Aquarium?
www.sheddaquarium.org.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Johnny Ford.
Of course. Thanks for having me.